Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches the sea, on the deck of a freight ship, reporters Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane and young Tony Amato see several husky men close in on them as a dread command is shouted from the bridge.
Hey, Munt.
Yeah, Diamond?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, boys. Heave them overboard.
Oh, my God.
If I should sound a little on the breathless side, it's no wonder, because your response to the Superman Hidden Word Contest has us all sort of bowled over with amazement, and I might add, gratification. Honestly, never have I seen so many letters and postcards as are pouring into the Superman Contest headquarters. Sacks and sacks of it. And I mean those great big canvas post office mail sacks, just crammed full of contest entries. All of which, of course, proves that you listen to and like our program. That makes us very happy, and we want you to know we're grateful. But it does make the job for the judges just very little more tough. So once again, we ask you to please bear with us. Be patient because of that tough job that those judges are doing. Because in order to read every entry carefully, to judge them honestly, it is necessary to take some time. But we promise that the judging will go just as fast as possible. So you just better keep listening carefully every day in order that you don't miss the thrill of hearing your name announced on the air as one of the 1,000 lucky winners. Now, yesterday we promised to give you some idea of what all men are created equal, the quotation from the Declaration of Independence, should mean to you. And we'll do that before the end of today's program. So keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Because they discovered the operations of a black market gang which has been stealing and selling food intended for the starving children of Europe, reporters Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane and a young refugee boy named Tony Amato were captured and taken far out to sea on a freight boat, then thrown overboard. Masquerading as newspaper reporter Clark Kent, Superman succeeded in tracing his young friends to the Metropolis docks, but could learn only that they were prisoners on one of five ships that had put out to sea that day. Then, once again in his true identity of Superman, he streaks out over the Atlantic and takes up the search for the remaining two ships, unaware that his friends have already been thrown into the sea, where we find them now.
Miss Lane! Miss Lane! Oh, golly. If she...
Jim! Is that you, Jim?
Yeah. Here I am.
Tony. Oh, Tony.
I've got him.
Oh, thank heaven.
Hurry up, will you please? He's heavy and I'm pretty tired.
I'll be right there. Oh, Jim.
Give me a hand with Tony, will you?
Yes.
Can't hold him up much longer alone.
What's the matter with him?
He's out. I guess he swallowed a lot of water before I got to him.
Oh, dear.
I got it here. Just in time. Jeepers, this water's cold.
Yes, it is. Keep moving, Jim.
I can't move much longer.
Don't give up. They must be looking for us. And
who?
Well, Clark Kent and the police. I hope.
You don't expect them to find us out here in the middle of the ocean, do you?
Well, they'll notify the Coast Guard and they'll send out ships and planes and...
How can they? They don't even know Diamond's and Monk had us on their boat.
Well, maybe they found out somehow.
Chance.
Oh, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Miss Lane. Anyhow, we're lucky. It's a smooth sea.
Huh? Yes. And there's a bright moon. So if anyone is looking for us, well, just keep on hoping.
Those other two ships were bound for Southern Europe. They ought to be along here somewhere. Wait, there's a freighter far ahead. Away! That's one of the five ships that left Metropolis today. I don't see Jim or Lois, though, or Tony. Well, this must be the wrong boat, too. Wait, those two men on deck. One of them's wearing a lot of diamonds. It must be... Down to that ship! Down!
What the...
Holy smokes, Diamond, look! Superman!
So, you are Diamonds, eh?
What do you want here?
Where are Miss Lane and Jim Olson and Tony Amato?
How should we know?
You know all right. Answer me now, quickly, or you'll be very sorry. What did you do with them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, we don't know what...
Up with you, Diamonds!
Hey, let me down!
Talk fast,
put me
or
down
I'll
here.
Throw you a mile out into
no,
the ocean.
No, put me down, let me down!
I'll give you 2 seconds to talk. One...
I'll talk. We threw them overboard.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Why, you'll pay for that later. When and where did it happen?
Just a few minutes ago.
Yes, back there.
I'll see you later. Meanwhile, you better pray I find them. Up and away!
Don't give up, Jimmy. Kick hard and move your arms. You mustn't get numb.
I can't move much.
But you've got to, dear. Otherwise, you'd be...
Hey, wait. What's that?
What?
It sounds like...
Him.
Oh!
Oh, thank heavens you're alive.
Superman!
Lane,
look. Superman!
Here, I'll take Tony. You two relax. Up with you. I'll rush you all back to Metropolis.
Listen, Superman. Diamonds and Monk, they're on a ship. They stole all the food for the hungry children in Europe.
I know.
And they're going to sell it.
I know all about that. I'll be back to take care of them in a few minutes. Now, up and away!
Diamonds. Superman will sure be back for us.
I told the captain to change course, Monk. We're heading straight north. Maybe we can lose Superman.
Nah, he'll... Oh, here he is now, Diamonds.
Yes, I'm back again, you murdering thieves.
Keep back, Superman. Keep back. I got a gun.
Don't you know bullets don't bother me, Diamonds?
No, we'll see.
Well, do you see?
The bullets bounced off him.
Holy smokes.
And now, my crooked friends, I'm going to pick this ship up and set it down in the harbor at Le Havre, France, where I'll see that the food on board is turned over to the right people for distribution to the hungry children in Europe. Then you two and I will take a quick trip back to Metropolis. Inspector Henderson is having 2 pretty cells swept out for you.
A short time later, having borne the Black Marketeer's ship to France and turned over the food parcels to the organization in charge of aid for hungry children, Superman streaks back across the Atlantic Ocean to Metropolis with the now thoroughly cowed Diamonds and Monk and turns them over to Inspector Henderson. Then, once more in his guise and garb of Clark Kent, he speaks with Jonas Brigham, owner of the Wholesale Grocery Company.
I owe you an apology, Mr. Brigham, for thinking you might be involved in the black market operations.
No, it's I who owe you an apology, Mr. Kent. I was very stupid not to know what was going on in my own warehouse.
Well, don't feel too badly. Diamonds and Monk were pretty clever. They worked with Roy Hansen, your shipping foreman, and furnished you with forged receipts for the food, which was apparently delivered to the Organization for Hungry Children in Europe.
What monsters they are.
Yes.
Imagine stealing food from the mouths of starving children. Well, I hope they pay for it.
Oh, they'll pay all right. For their thefts, for murdering your watchman, and for abducting Lois Lane, Jim Olson, and Tony Amato. They'll pay plenty.
Thanks to you, Mr. Kent, and to Superman.
Well, speaking for both of us, you're welcome, sir.
And so another threat to justice and humanity has been foiled, due to the efforts of Superman. But even as the Man of Steel permits himself to relax for a brief moment, another and even larger threat is already prepared against his country, against his friends, yes, and against Superman himself. At this very moment, within the very office Superman occupies in the Daily Planet, as reporter Clark Kent, something amazing is taking place. We'll be back in a moment to find out more about it. So keep listening.
In his famous address on the battlefield at Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, President Lincoln didn't make that up. He was, as you know, quoting from the Declaration of Independence, a wonderful instrument written by the far-seeing founding fathers of our great country, who recognized the fact that in the eyes of God, all of us are, in truth, created equal. And when the founding fathers included that phrase in the Declaration of Independence, they meant to guarantee that under our democratic form of government, we were all born not only with an equal chance for survival, but with an equal opportunity for success, or as they put it, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the basis of our democracy. On that is based our kind of government. It is the very essence of a government by the people, for the people, and of the people, and means freedom for all. Yes, boys and girls, that's what we fought for and won in the American Revolution. And that is what we're fighting to preserve now and always. That is what is meant by all men are created equal. Don't ever forget it. It's well worth fighting for.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In Clark Kent's office in the Daily Planet, apparently none the worse for his previous night's experience, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen sits at Kent's typewriter and laboriously pecks out his story, as Beanie Martin, head copy boy, reads wide-eyed over Jimmy's shoulder, his mouth open in amazement.
Both Diamonds and Monk, now in the city jail, will soon go on trial for their lives. Yeah, that does it. Jeez. Now, Beanie, take it to the city editor and tell him Mr. White said I'm to have a byline on this story.
Okay, Jim. Jeepers, I'll bet you were scared when those black marketeers dumped you into the ocean.
Oh, I don't know, Beanie. If you're going to be a big reporter, you got to get used to stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Come in.
Jim Olsen in here?
Yeah, this is...
I'm Mr. Olsen.
I got this box for you.
For me? Oh, what's in it?
No, I don't know. Where'd I put it?
Right here on the desk is all right.
Okay. There it is.
Seems kind of heavy.
Yeah, about 40 pounds. It's signed right here, please.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Gee, I wonder what's in it.
Me too. Well, open it and see.
Oh, I'm going to. Hey, look. Look at all the tiny little holes drilled in the box.
Yeah. What's the idea, I wonder?
I don't know.
The holes are too small to see into the box.
Yeah, and the top's nailed down. Get a hammer and chisel from the stockroom, will you, Bean? Oh, wait. This corner's loose. Maybe I can pry it open.
Wait, I'll give you a hand, Jim.
Yeah, that does it. Now, let's see what...
Jeepers, Jim! Ooh, look!
Leaping lizards. Look at that.
Their eyes bulging, Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin stare down into the wooden box. A box about 4 feet long and 2 feet wide. And what they see in it strikes them absolutely speechless. What is in the box? Fellows and girls, you'll be as amazed as Jimmy and Beanie are when you find out tomorrow when we begin a new and exciting Superman adventure. One of the most thrilling adventures the Man of Steel or you has ever encountered. So be sure to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Ickx and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.